There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard here bright and early on a Monday morning live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Loaded show on tap today. NFL with Michael Lombardi. In 1 hour from right now, longtime NFL executive and now VSiN host will join the program. Adam Chernoff, Dynamite on Betting This Sport, now with Covers.com. He'll break down preseason action coming up in 2 hours. And back into the program, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
The timing here is excellent with him today. We can discuss Watson. I'm going to ask him this. If you were forced to make a bet on the number of games Watson's going to get for suspension today, what would he bet on? That, Kareem Hunt, is he going to get traded? And also the Kamara suspension. And he's been all over this Brady-Sean Payton story for a long time.
That's right. Yep. He was. Yep. Excellent job. And he is. He's always a fun interview. Have I told you and mentioned on this show how great this baseball season's been?
I mean, not as good as last year, but it's still very
this
good.
This is awesome. Well, for you. Yeah, right. With your futures. To me, the Mets have to be the favorites. They take out Atlanta 4 out of 5. You see, once they make
hold on. The favorites to win the National League or to win the World Series?
The whole thing.
Ahead of the Dodgers.
Yes, because still, we've seen it before with the Dodgers. And then if they're matched up in the NLCS, I have DeGrom and Scherzer and Bassett. And who are you going to go with? Kershaw's hurt. Do you really trust Anderson or Gonsolin? Right? You see where I'm going?
Well, they're so good so far on the season.
Well, sure, they're a freight train, but come on. Yeah. This Mets team can hit too. And you see DeGrom is back, dominating performance against Atlanta. Tough to beat Mad Max in October. Filthy bullpen. You can't get anything off Diaz.
Who is now suddenly creeping his way into the Cy Young mix.
Yeah, still think it's aggressive, but
could be.
Great job. Great, yeah. You can still be had some big numbers out there.
Can I point something out about DeGrom's star yesterday? And we have so much on Jacob DeGrom today, it'll make your head spin. So, do you know how difficult it is to have 10 strikeouts on 56 pitches? That's what he had through 5 innings yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's so efficient. And he's throwing 101 plus miles an hour, and they have no chance until they got that 2-run shot by Dansby Swanson in the 6th inning.
Yep.
They couldn't touch the guy.
Yep.
But 10 strikeouts in 56 pitches, that's utter dominance, Paulie.
Mm-hmm. It was like Kerry Wood.
Yeah.
With the no-hitter, where the ball's moving like a wiffle ball, and they were not even close to those pitches when he shut down the Astros. But that's 15 series in a row they've won or tied the series. how dominated the Mets have been. And then 37-14 against the division, and now as high as a $5 favorite. Actually, $7, excuse me, at some spots to win the division after they take out the Braves. Just a great job by Showalter and a great season. And remember now, this is very important. Schedule's a joke in September. That stretch that Atlanta had when they had that long winning streak, that's who the Mets get in September. So they get through this tough stretch in August. And it's going to be clear sailing for the Mets.
Yep. Some of these tweets that came out yesterday after his performance, and you probably just saw it on the screen if you're watching the show. Michael Mayer tweet, a breakdown of his first 200 career starts. 146 starts, not allowing more than two earned runs. 106, not allowing more than one earned run. I mean, he's one of the...
Can that be? I can't believe
I don't,
that.
I can't even wrap my head around it, to be honest.
Yeah.
He is honest.
Yeah.
The amount of great starting pitchers we've had in the last 25 years alone... The list is insane.
Yep.
If this guy never got hurt, he'd be right at the top of all any of them.
Yep, yep. There's so much to go over. Because that thing I just mentioned with the series goes, that's the longest since 1999 and the third longest since 1969. Think about that. And then the Dodger thing. After, okay, we'll just show the Padres who's boss, right? The Dodgers are 17-2 last 19 against the Padres. They're 19-1 at home in the division. The loss, Kimbrel blew one to the Padres in the ninth inning.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
It was really a statement weekend for both these clubs.
And they blow everybody out, too. Covering run lines, covering 2.5, run differential.
Yep.
They're,
I bet a run line yesterday. I had to a little bit. That was the only time during the weekend, but like it was plus 150. I know they're at home batting in the bottom half of the game, but I mean, that was just, come on, man. I don't care. It was Darvish or who the Padres are throwing.
33-8 run, averaging 5.5 runs per game during that stretch.
And don't look now, they have 75 wins.
Oh, yeah.
75, 8-game winning streak. That's now 5 more than the Yankees because the Yankees have lost 5 straight.
That's right. That's
and it was
right.
a bad weekend for them. How about this quote from Manny Machado? Is he concerned about the way they match up with the Dodgers? Concerned? Question mark? Why would I be concerned? Not at all. And then he was asked, why the level of confidence? Because I'm Manny Machado.
Yeah, acting like he's Derek Jeter. Okay. You just got swept. You can't beat the Dodgers. You have to. You have a tough, easy schedule the rest of August. But that's big because you still have a lot of games left against the Dodgers. As I said Friday, are we sure the Padres are making the playoffs? That has now plummeted to 3-1 on the no.
It was 7-1 on Friday.
Uh-huh.
A terrible weekend for that team.
Yes.
3-1 to miss the playoffs now.
Yep.
And the Phillies got jacked up before the game started yesterday. They were minus 215 to make the playoffs. You're seeing what now?
Minus 340.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. They've won 9 of 10. Certainly helps if the Nationals come to town. You can get well playing the Nationals, who are 9-42 inside the division.
Mm.
My God. But this is now that if I had to ask you right now, who's that team that's going to miss it? I'd have to say the Brewers. Again, this is they trade Hader. The comments from the clubhouse, they get swept by the Pirates and lose 2 out of 3 at home to the Reds.
And they're tossing. I had to bet the Reds yesterday.
Good for you.
Had to for various reasons. But that creeped up all the way to like plus 260 or maybe even a little bit higher than that in some spots. And Burns was good. As Michael Wilbon said many years ago, not good enough. Be
hang
better,
tough.
Pal.
Yeah, hang tough.
You might be right, Paul. They could actually, and that was
absolutely.
Well, they were. Was it 8-1 to be the third National League wildcard team like last week?
Yep.
And now, what are you seeing to miss the playoffs?
The final wild card is plummeted down to I think 3-1.
Yeah.
The Braves will the Brewers make the playoffs? Yes, $1.30.
Yeah.
What was that a month ago?
I couldn't even imagine.
Oh, it must have been 10-1 to miss the playoffs.
They're plus 110, folks, to miss the playoffs right now.
Uh-huh.
That is absurd,
yep.
The quick turnaround here.
Cardinals $1.70 now to win the division after sweeping the Yankees.
Bonkers.
Oh, man. Oh,
huge weekend
Milwaukee.
For that team, no doubt.
Yeah.
Let me throw this at you with the Phillies. And based on my quick group text that I sent to you and Mike Palm yesterday, no response. I know this is going to get Dikembe Mutombo in my face.
I bet it. I bet it immediately. I might have something
here. Oh, okay, all right. All I'm saying is this, right? It happens a lot in Major League Baseball. I know what you're saying about the Mets. They're an absolute machine right now. The Dodgers are just as good, maybe even a little bit better. Who knows? They're awesome. Dodgers were awesome last year. They've been great for many, many years. How many times have they won a ring in the last, I don't know, they once in the pandemic? Okay, so the Braves got them last year. All I'm saying is this with the Phillies. They can trot out Nola, Wheeler, and now Thor in a short playoff series?
I don't trust two of them, but still, it's not bad.
Who do you not trust?
Nola and Thor.
I don't know. Nola's having a great year. He's having a really, really good year.
Whole different ball game.
All I'm saying is this, because how many times have the Mets gone out there? We've talked about this a lot last week in his first start back. And how many times did the Mets give DeGrom zero runs to work with?
Well,
a lot?
This is a different team, though. I mean, this team can rake.
Oh, they're awesome.
Okay, yeah.
They're very good. But it's baseball playoffs, it's parity, and maybe Nolan Wheeler go out there in the first two games and the other you know, opposing units get absolutely nothing off them and they win like 3-2 games.
Yep. They're playing great ball. I mean, this is, you know, the Phillies should have a big game series coming up against Atlanta, but you sneak in there and you're 18-1. The fascinating thing is going to be who's going to play who.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's St. Louis, San Diego now in the 3-6.
Yeah.
And it's Atlanta, Philly.
That could be.
But who knows what happens. And the other thing, this is why it's such a great season, how things can change like that. Would you believe that the last 45 games, the Yankees are 21-24 now? Losing record. And remember, they were 61-0 with a lead in the eighth inning or later. Yep. They're now 9-4. Holmes can't close a game.
Nope.
Injuries to the bullpen. And I was watching the game yesterday. Michael Kay's running down the line. They both guys played well. But Benintendi was 2 of 28 slump. Hicks was 0 for 30. Right? Pitch around Judge. And this is a big – and I know they're going back and forth on Twitter, and it's a great debate in New York. And we'll do more on this coming up later in the show. But who would you rather have a future ticket on? But they don't have an ace. Again, but the Cole business, giving up 6 runs in the first inning – you trade Montgomery, he throws a gem against you. I can't trust the starters. Now the bullpen has injuries and Holmes is getting lit up. I mean, this is ridiculous. Three games under 500 now. The Mets have caught him. Think about that.
I know, same record. Yeah. It's a long season. I mean, a baseball regular season can be like 3 seasons in one for a lot of these teams. And we're seeing this right now with the Yankees. I'm well aware of all this because I've already given up on that bet that I have on the Yankees plus 180 to have the most wins.
Yes.
They've been, I mean, the Dodgers are on a rocket ship right now, flying right by them. He's going to have to be the ace in the playoffs. He needs to go out there and strike out 11 and give up 2 runs, and that's it. I don't know if that's guaranteed.
What's the line in Pulp Fiction? Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. I mean, this is because you're paid like an ace. Doesn't mean you are an ace.
Doesn't mean you are one.
I don't want. I mean, Cole against Verlander or somebody like that.
Now, how about this? I got reaction last night from some of the folks watching, a few anyway, on Sportsnet up in Canada. They said, now they're Blue Jays fans, but like, what do you think? 9.5 back? You want to get nuts? You want a future ticket at a huge price in Toronto to win the division?
Oh, God. That's like 40-1.
No, I know. That's not a lot of baseball left.
No.
Two months.
No.
I would say that if they had gone out and gotten Carlos Rodon, maybe.
Maybe,
but
They got a gift yesterday. I can't believe that call was made against Sanchez, and they win the game.
I know it.
Who has the second best record in the American League since June 12th?
Ooh, so 2 months out, Baltimore.
Yes,
do they?
Good call. Yeah, how about that? Won't go away.
Great story.
They could really use a Mancini or somebody that, right?
How about that? Excellent story. One of the best stories in baseball this year. But I haven't yet. I can't get myself to bet him to make the playoffs. The schedule is just too difficult.
They got 12 left against the Jays.
Yeah.
Starts tonight.
Yeah.
12 left, head-to-head still.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is BetRivers.com. NFL news from the weekend. Is it a bad sign when you can't beat out these two quarterbacks and you're currently listed as a third stringer? That and much more coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Yep. All right, Brighton wins at Man U, their first win ever at Old Trafford, 4-1. Prem is back and a good weekend. Leicester City, Brentford draw plus 275. Brentford score in the 86th minute. What a way to start the day Saturday morning. Liverpool, Fulham draw 5-1. Klopp was livid at his team's performance.
Huge price on the draw in that match. Yeah.
I think they asked him, what do you think? 1 to 10, how concerned or ticked off? He said 12. Couldn't believe it. Bournemouth shocks Aston Villa. They were 3-1 and shut them out 2-0. Major League Baseball, Friday, the Angels plus 170, one at Seattle. Saturday, the Tigers plus 220. The Reds were plus 155 over the weekend, and yesterday plus 240 to beat the Brewers. Home teams in Major League Baseball Saturday went 13-4. And as I mentioned earlier, amazing but true department. Orioles' second best record in the American League since the middle of June. What a story. And they're coming out, supporting them. Good crowd there, too. Yep. Didn't work out for them yesterday, but still.
Can't win every game.
Who would think that they were in the playoff race only a couple games back, almost in the middle of August? UFC. Incredible card, at least at what transpired and happened. Every fight on the card ended with a finish, either knockout or sub. Hill to win in round 4, 12-1. Neal to win in round 3, 12-1. First ever knockout by Luque. Usman by knockout plus 550 to win in round 2, 10-1. Miller by knockout 19-1 and to win in round 3, 16-1. Battle to win win by knockout 10-1 and to win in round 1, 7-1. McKenna by sub 5-1. Silva by these got me good. These two female fights heavily juiced to the over. 2.5 rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Two quick finishes. Yep. Silva by submission plus 750 and the win in round 1 plus 750. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. As always, point spread weekly. The Human's top 50 fast food rankings. See everything we do. Be part of the team. This is great. Back-to-back dog videos here. Dan, put this up at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram, please. The great Dan Miller. This is where the owner has a broken wheel, a bad foot. And look at the sympathy from the dog hopping around as the owner has a bad leg. And the dog's just like, remember that story where the guy's like, I took the dog to the vet. I can't figure it out. Why is he limping? He was imitating him because he was on crutches with a dog. Right? That's number one, imitating the owner. That's good. Here's number two, guy limping around and hopping. So the dog does the same thing. It's like, I'll imitate the owner again. That is excellent, right? And this is a big dog, right? Big fella. And intimidating. And got Winnie the Pooh, though. Needs his little toy. Got to have that on his walk.
Yeah, here's the deal, pal. I'll go for a walk, but I'm taking Winnie with me.
Yes, right. Look at that. That thing's on steroids. That's a big fella,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
All right, excellent. Lose some. This could be fake. Could be fake here. This is looking. You encounter this running down the street. Get out of the way for the rhino. And everyone's coming out of their house and their village looking like, look at this thing. But then take a look. Take a peek here, though. And the body that's up now. I don't know. I don't think
but
it
also, like,
out.
How big is that?
Well, sure.
Somebody really has to go above and beyond to create, like, a suit or whatever would be that big. And then
not for
run.
Nothing. It's moving at a pretty good speed.
Yes.
That's another thing. It feels off, but you never
know.
Yeah,
it looks off, but yeah.
Right. The dog's more freaked out than the people.
The people are like, okay, I got my phone ready.
All right, let's go down. Enjoy the weather. All right, get a little sandwich. Beautiful morning. Hanging out on a Saturday. That's good. Oh, incoming. The hawk just swipes. How quick is he right there? Got to be on your toes. You never know who's going to take your lunch. Right? Look at this guy swooping and grabbing the sandwich. Right out of his hand. No problem.
Okay, so there's nothing you can do. I mean.
Oh, no. It's gone. Just said bye-bye.
I'm also curious. So I have so many questions during these videos. Like, why is he videotaping himself? Why? Does he know there's a chance this is going to happen?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe but who does this? Who videotapes themselves eating at the beach on a paper plate?
Yep. Lose some over the weekend. Me. This is a good story. I came down here, hung out with Joe. Joe was in town. And I said, what the hell? Let's play three-card poker, right? And he says to me, okay, so if someone gets a royal flush or a straight flush, and then he keeps talking, I'm like, okay, that's badgering what he's doing. I kind of tune him out like most people. And at the end, he trailed off and said, or a three of a kind. The other guys, you got to give the guy a $100 bonus.
He'll split or whatever, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, what? The royal flush is the progressive. The straight flush, you win like $1,000. I go, let's up it. 300, that's not going to happen. But I forgot at the end, he said three. Next hand, I got three sevens. So I hardly made anything. Because I had to give him 300 because, I mean, it paid 60 to 1, but I hardly make it. I had to open my stupid mouth and up the bet. So I find it's only the second time in my life that's happened.
I'm playing three-card poker.
Three-card poker. I got three sevens. Paid 60 to 1, but then I got to give him 300, the bozo. Ridiculous.
Well, know the fine print.
That's right. One bad beat, Sheffield United. Millwall over 2.5 in the Championship League. 2-0, 22nd minute. Bumpkiss the rest of the way. That one stinks. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com. I finished Blackbird. Very good. Great ending. Good show. And I finished Severance over the weekend. That is a wild show.
Is it okay,
weird.
So both are Apple TV, yeah?
Correct.
Okay, is Severance as good as what people were telling us? Because they were saying it's like the show of the summer.
Ah, it's good.
It's good, but...
But it's...
Is it trippy? Is it like Westworld trippy? Need to pay attention every single second?
Nah, not on that, from that standpoint. Not on that level. But I thought there were great performances. That kid, that big guy who plays the serial killer
in Blackbird?
Blackbird is awesome, especially the final episode. Incredible acting.
I haven't started it yet, but I'll tell you, first of all, that was a Richard Roper special.
Yes, that's right.
Like a month
that's
or so
what
ago,
recommended
he said the show
time.
Was great. Correct. And the previews and the trailer and everything that I've seen on it looks really, really good. So the show's worth watching.
Yep.
Okay.
How'd it go with the dog?
Okay, so by the way, thank you for obviously the reaction that I got on Friday talking about my dog. He's going to be 14 later this month. Really bad stretch last week. If you missed the show, I'll sum it up here. I had to basically carry me around the entire house last week. Wasn't looking good. The whining is just, it was completely out of control. So he has had pancreatitis in the past, and it felt like he was due for an IV drip. And I think I responded to all the emails that I got, and people don't know about this. So keep this in mind, maybe down the road, if your dog is getting older right now, if it ever comes up where they might have pancreatitis. This was recommended to us by a local vet here last year, and you'll know when something's wrong because the vomiting will be there, the body shakes are going to be there, the whining's going to be there. So she suggested a full day IV drip where the water goes underneath his skin, like you drop him off for like 10 hours. It sucks for him, but whatever. I'm telling you, Paulie, I dropped him off after the show on Friday, picked him up at 6:30 Friday night. So he's there for a long time. The difference in one day was night and day. And I said, we got to do this one more time on Saturday. We did it again. I took video of this. I put it up on Twitter. It's a different dog.
Mm.
Knock on wood, as of right now. I don't know how long this is going to continue, but he's running around. The limp was completely gone, 100% gone, wiped away. And so I know people, the way I described the story last week was completely, I gave you as many details as possible. And people are like, Mitch, if he's in that much pain, you got to put him down. If you see the video I put up on Twitter at Mitch Moss Radio, I'd have to go to jail to put that dog down. He's not ready to go. You saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
He's running around. He ran out of the store.
Incredible. Yeah.
So the IV drip has been, and we got this, we got a bunch of CBD over the weekend. That was, by the way, how about this? Another thing to jot down. Of all the responses I got, there wasn't a single person who told me, you know what, we tried CBD, but it didn't work. Every single person who told me that they've tried CBD with their dog said it 100% works. And that was a majority of the responses that I got.
All right.
So, I mean.
All right, good.
You know, I don't know. Again, I don't know how much time is going to be left here, but this weekend was a really, really good weekend, so we'll take it. Yep.
Good news.
By the way, going back to our baseball discussion in the first step, do you know what, like, a Mets-Dodgers NLCS?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Paul, that might be, honestly, because the TV ratings for baseball, they have, you know, diminished over the years substantially. That, I'll go out here on a limb and say, and it's really not that big of a limb, a Mets-Dodgers NLCS would probably be the highest rated NLCS in, what, 2 decades?
Nah.
If it goes like 7 games?
Cubs. Remember the Cubs when before they ended the streak. Well, even the Cubs ended the streak, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cubs are on. But that's the thing. That's why I'd like this team to start the season. But this they're going to win the division. They're going to get a bye. And then you're going to have to see Scherzer and DeGrom at least four times in a 7-game series. Yeah. Maybe five.
Maybe.
Good luck.
This could be like
they can hit.
Yes, they can. This could be like a Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling thing all over again.
Yep. Great manager. Yes.
Yeah.
Timely hitting. Phenomenal closer. We've seen the Dodgers do this before. Well, yeah, they win 105 games. Out they go.
One thing on a future number. How is Alonso still 18-1 to win the NL MVP and Riley's like 4-1?
A lot of guys ahead of him, yeah. Think it's a good number?
18-1?
He leads the league in RBIs, does he not?
I believe he still does, yeah.
There's a lot of guys ahead of him, though. Machado's ahead of him.
Come on.
I know. Look at his numbers since he was hurt.
I promise NFL coming up next. Again, he's currently the third stringer. Bad sign, yes or no?
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
College football guide is out, and the NFL guide's coming in a couple weeks. Start your football season right. Profiles on every team, trends, power ratings, win totals, division finishes, player awards. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSEN All Access subscriber. Sign up early and get a discount for $175. College pro football betting guides. With the full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe. Here we go. There's football every weekend till February. There's a quadruple header Saturday on the NFL Network. Ravens play Thursday. Come on.
Some pretty serious line movement.
That's right.
For the games coming up this weekend. With totals anyway. And one of our best guests throughout the entire football season, Adam Chernoff, has been a part of those moves. He'll join us coming up in about 90 minutes to explain what he was betting. Now, how about this? Is it going to just be one of those years with the Browns again in 2022 with the Watson mess? And now we get news over the weekend that Kareem Hunt asked the team to be traded. And according to reports, Mary Kay Cabot had this. They're like, yeah, that's great and all. We're not going to trade you.
Yeah.
And then he was basically a hold in. I did see that he returned a little bit last night, I believe it was. To participate some, but is this a dead story already? Like, he wants a trade. They said no. Okay, moving on. Guy's a good running back.
Yeah.
27 years old. He's behind Nick Chubb, who's outstanding. But that's part of the reason why this team is thought to be, you know, with or without Watson, still pretty decent. That offensive line and those backs, they can make some hay.
I don't know. I mean, it shouldn't be, you want to say the guy's going to be a professional, it won't affect things, but if the guy's unhappy, you show up to work, you're not happy. I think it affects your performance, don't you think? Or if you don't want to be a problem in the locker room or a bad apple. So that's an interesting story.
It made me wonder. My first thought when I saw this news was, how unhappy are most of the players in Cleveland right now? Are they? Do they feel like Hunt, but they're not going to ask for a trade? Like, what's the chemistry like in that locker room right now for Cleveland already because of the Watson stuff and giving them that much money? And they're hearing about it every single day ad nauseum.
Well, I understand that, but also they it's not like they love Baker Mayfield either.
No, sure.
I mean, not putting the work in and entitled Brett with some reports. So, yeah, I know. It just feels like it could be this season could be over before it starts because, you know, they're going to drop the hammer on them and make the suspension longer.
Now, how about let's fast forward beyond the preseason. Let's get to week number one, the first game of the year.
Okay,
out of the gates, right? Because there was some...
This was interesting.
Okay, so the Rams... they got as high as a 2.5-point dog now against Buffalo in that week one game on Thursday night, right? The champs opening up the season. So the Bills on the road laying 2.5. And a lot of that, I thought, was probably because of the Stafford news from last week. Like, they're concerned. He's injured. The elbow's not great. And then McVay over the weekend said that he was able to sleep better after watching a practice on Saturday.
This was trending on social media, and it looked like Circa took some action here. And there were some other bets regarding the Rams' futures. You know, betting the win total under, taking a little piece of the 49ers to win the division. And then you see the Buffalo money week one, two to start the season. And then all of a sudden they go to practice and McVay says, I'm going to sleep better now after what happened at Saturday's practice. And, you know, what elbow issues. And he looked great. So that was – it is a tricky deal, like what McVay said. Because all this was it goes back to the Super Bowl and – How much could this impact the season? He's not throwing, and he goes out there, and it's like, okay, well, maybe at least for the time being, it's much ado about nothing. But it looked like there was somebody in the know. It was like, this is a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
They were going anti-Rams in several directions here.
And I think that in that camp, they were kind of freaking out. Let's hear from Matthew Stafford talking about dealing with the elbow tendonitis.
Oh, no, I'm just going through something that is irritating, you know, at the moment. But I'm working through it. We got a great plan. I'm feeling stronger every time I come out here and throw. I don't know if you guys were watching, it felt like I could make any throw I wanted to today. And just trying to be smart when I get those opportunities and make sure I can come out here, cut it loose, turn it loose like I did today, and go from there.
All right, so are we cool now? Much to do about nothing, or is there something possibly lingering?
Well, you won't see him in the preseason. McVay never plays anybody. So that's he can rest up till that game on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's a Lombardi question, but I would have to see now how they treat him. How does he look the next time out? Right.
I would ask you this: if Stafford is in fact healthy and ready to go, want to grab 2.5?
Yeah, I think we're getting a little carried away.
I think maybe
now,
a tad
both things
here.
Can be true. They might have been the best team in football last year, Buffalo, but also had an easy schedule.
And they're like
certainly, yeah.
They're pretty much number one on every single set of power ratings that I've seen so far.
Yeah. Does he have to be out there at practice every day, though? I mean, they just won the Super Bowl. He knows things with McVay and everything.
No.
I mean, remember Sterling Sharp? Guy never practiced.
Ever.
He had turf toe.
Yeah, correct.
Never practiced. Go out there. All right, here's $1.50 and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. No problem with Favre. So Julio never practiced either back when he was good. But
sure.
You know, who knows?
So there's that. There's also Matt Rhule, now in his third year as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I've seen nothing but anti-Matt Rhule narratives in the last couple of days, and it probably makes some sense at this point. But he came out and said that he's not putting a timetable on the quarterback position until we get back from the Patriots week. So as of right now, week one, Darnold, Mayfield, Darnold, flip a coin.
I know. This was also on social media about what a player did. Well, I think it was... I forget his name now that I think about it. But this end zone celebration and a drill. And
I know.
He made guys run wind sprints after. We don't do that.
Wasn't happy with the celebrating.
I mean, come on. So he is the favorite now to be the first coach fired, 3-1. I can't believe Big Mike is number two. Adam Chernoff might have an opinion on this coming up. But this is, it hasn't gone well for Tepper and Rhule.
Now, I would actually like to take a peek at Matt Rhule, but I'm not. I wouldn't bet him at 3-1.
Favored now, week one against Cleveland. Favored.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. -1.
Yep.
Yep. So this is Matt Rhule telling the media about this looming quarterback decision.
I don't see us making any major decisions at any position. I'm not putting a timetable on the quarterback position, but at anything, even like you guys asked me about left tackle, until after we get from the Patriots week. I think the Patriots week is a like true litmus test for us of, hey, where are we really? You know, we're going against another team. We're practicing. I think that'll really show us where guys are. So we'll continue to split the reps, and then we'll make some evaluations off of today's tape. We'll make some evaluations after training camp in Wofford ends on Wednesday, and then probably after the game and the Patriots.
Can I say this? With a healthy, keyword there, healthy Baker Mayfield, I think the Panthers are actually pretty good this year. I think they have parts. I think they have pieces. I think they have the building blocks there for a good defense.
But what are you saying? 7 wins? 8?
Maybe eight.
Well, right? If he can't win the job, shame on him.
And that's exactly where I was going with it. Yep.
Okay. But number two is you have to like this. You have to like the rotation for the preseason. They're a bet on team, I believe.
And I would think so.
You got a quarterback battle. That's what you want too, betting on a preseason team.
And don't forget they drafted one too.
That's right.
So with I think a 3-man rotation there playing in their games, I think Carolina would absolutely be a bet on team this year. I think much like the Giants early on, Brian Daboll came out and said that he's going to start a lot of his guys against the Patriots. That flipped now. Patriots went from the 2-point favorite, to now catching 2 against the Giants. And according to almost everybody at Giants camp, again, it is camp, so take this for what it's worth, pretty much everybody is saying Saquon Barkley looks awesome and explosive this year. He looks like a totally different player, is one report that I read. And much different than last year, and he is entering the field again in the final year of his rookie contract. So you know how that goes with guys playing on rookie contracts or contract years in general. But I did bet him, and he's down to, I think, 16-1 to win comeback player of the year. I bet him at 40-1.
All right. And how concerned should fans be with New England? Or Patricia helping out with the offense? What if Mac Jones doesn't improve? What if he stays the same? Now, he should improve and have a big year.
I think he probably will.
Just look at it, what he's done with his body, but that's right.
Oh, I mean, they're... How many second-year...
There's no hype. They're not taking any money. It's been anti-Patriots.
Yeah.
It's more Jets.
Yeah. Yeah.
People talking about the Dolphins. Everyone's in love with the Bills.
We have a lot of question marks for a lot of second-year quarterbacks. We talked about Zach Wilson a lot last week.
Yep.
Justin Fields, I think, gets a pass this year in Chicago because they're so bad.
Yeah. And
right, the makeup of the team.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, but if that team is the exact opposite.
Yep.
Awesome team built around him, and if he can't play, then what do they do moving on? And then were you surprised to see this? One final thing on quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett, currently listed number 3. Trubisky is listed over Rudolph. They took him 20th overall.
No, I'm not surprised. Were you surprised by that?
A little bit because...
Because we knew Rudolph could win the job.
Oh, no, I know that, but we know what Rudolph is. We know who Trubisky is.
Yeah.
They took him 20th overall. I guess I'm surprised because that doesn't happen a lot anymore in today's day and age where they take a quarterback in the first round. Like, we're going to wait a couple years or you're a third string guy. Like so many guys have taken the job or they're so desperate, like we have to see if this kid can play or not. And third string? Man. With good weapons? Maybe some alarms there. I don't know. All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. He's made 18 starts so far this year. Do you realize that he's recorded more than 15 outs only 4 different times? We'll tell you who that is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for same-game parlay bets. And get all the pro baseball games up there. Create your ideal same-game parlay over three legs. Receive up to three 50% profit boost. Get a 50% profit boost when you place qualifying same-game parlay wagers this week only. Head over to BetRivers.com or download the app for more details.
Okay, so it is a truncated Major League Baseball card today. Only, what, seven games on the docket?
Not much. I think earlier I said 12 left head-to-head. It's 15. Baltimore-Toronto, 15 left still head-to-head. Starting tonight, big series. So great job by the Orioles, and it looks and it's Kikuchi's. What do you want to do? See, Barrios got us Friday. You know, it's the same type
of
thing.
He did.
You really want to go to war? I can't get a read on Kikuchi or Barrios.
No,
just when you think it's like The Godfather 3. Think you're up, pull you back in, right? So I don't know. I just it'll be a good atmosphere. Great story with the Orioles. You're right. They're still 9-1 to. Make the playoffs, but this is fun that they played this good, had a great season and playing great ball in the American League. Second best record, as we mentioned, since middle of June.
Yep. So the Blue Jays here are $1.48 this morning on the road at Bet Rivers. Total is 9.5. And to pay off the tease, Kikuchi is the pitcher I was talking about. He's made 18 starts so far this year, Paulie. He's only recorded more than 15 outs four different times. I mean, that's tough to do. That's like Patrick Corbin. You would expect something like that out of him.
Yep, that's a good prop. Good numbers.
So for those, I don't even know, we can't find it here in Las Vegas. So, but if for those of you who like to bet it, that's one little tidbit on Kikuchi. But again, yeah, laying $1.50, I can't get there. Look at this now. Bassett opened up 280. That was the first number I saw last night. This morning at Bear Rivers, the Mets are -335 against the Reds.
Remember that number now, that stat from Ralph Michaels, 17 in a row. When Bassett's been a favorite of 165 or higher. So, ton of confidence, great team, on a roll. Maybe, you know, could be a letdown after the big series against Atlanta. I tell you, the Reds are showing some guts. 6-1-1 in their last eight series. Great job by the Reds.
Okay, based on everything you just said, and again, the letdown, five-game series against Atlanta, they owned them this weekend, and now they get a Reds team whose power rating is not that high. They have a bad record. But you're exactly right. They've been playing pretty good ball now for, I don't know, what is it, 6 weeks, 8 weeks? If this number keeps going up, and you can grab +275 right now, I don't know, if, like, for example, if I could find $3 today on the Reds, I will most certainly be betting Cincinnati at that number. I mean, that was a huge five-game set, and now they go from Atlanta, and they have a 6.5-game lead now. You would think they're human, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we get the Reds, ho-hum.
Well. It could be anti-Dunn, too, though. I mean, what do you expect out of Dunn?
Probably not much.
Yeah, right. I don't think he's going to give you much either. So then you have the big series in Seattle, the Yankees and the Mariners. And this is it now. I mean, once the Mariners get past this series, then it should – I mean, there's a Cleveland on there, a couple series. But for the most part, it's just teams under .500 the rest of the way for Seattle. Yep. So they are -$4 to make the playoffs. As high as 420, no plus 340. How things have changed there. The Rays are minus 135. Finally, they moved the adjusted the odds on the Red Sox. Bad performance in Kansas City, but Boston was still in the 3-1 range. They're now 6-1
okay.
to make the playoffs. And Cleveland, no minus 175. I don't know what's going to happen for that. I feel good about Toronto and Seattle, but who that final wild card team's going to be, I have no idea.
Well, that and
a ton of teams in the mix in the American League.
And who is going to win the American League Central?
That too.
Right. It's a total coin toss. So the Yankees are $1.21 this morning on the road. Losers of five straight now.
Yeah, Gilbert's number four in ROI. They just took 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium, and Gilbert was on the mound when he beat him.
It is Taillon, who's having a really, really good season.
Yeah, it's Cole and Castillo tomorrow, too. Keep that in mind. So five-game losing streak, and now it's like, oh, boy, here we go. It's gloomy Gus in New York. How things have changed with the Mets and the Yankees.
So what would you need, getting ahead of ourselves here, we'll talk about the card tomorrow, obviously, as well. What would you, early thoughts, what would you need to bet Castillo and the Mariners against Cole tomorrow?
Well, not much.
No, I'm saying, like, would you need plus 110, plus 115?
That's good enough, yeah.
That's good enough
sure.
for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd take some plus money on him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's probably a stay away for me, but tomorrow with plus money, if that's the case, yep, I'll do it. So then what happens with the Padres tonight then? They get the Giants after they were just clubbed upside the head. I mean, it just, nothing went well for that team this weekend against the Dodgers. Snell opened up $1.65. I walked into Circa here today. I think I saw $1.76 on Snell when I walked by the sports book. And
he's been good.
They're $1.86 right now at Bet Rivers.
I know they lost 9 of his first 10 starts, but he's one earned run or fewer 5 of his last 6 starts. Woods pitched well, too, although got roughed up the last time against the Dodgers. But Woods been good lately. But this is where the Padres have to do some damage here because you have to beat the Giants. Because after this, it's Washington 7 times, Miami again. What is that, 21 of 25 games, 3 earned runs or fewer, the Marlins?
Yeah.
So that's also on the list. And it's Kansas City, and then it's San Francisco again. Tatis is supposed to be back in a couple weeks, right?
Right.
So this is they have to get going here because the Brewers are playing some, even though they're struggling, the Brewers have so many easy games the rest of the way. But they got to get going here. And certainly that didn't go well against the Dodgers. You're right. It was embarrassing. But they have to step it up here and get going.
Going back to our brief conversation on the Padres and the rotation last week and something that our friend Mike Palm brought up, he said, I think if they make the playoffs, basically Snell's going to have to be he could be the one. And I think it's kind of trending that way right now because they need a game like this, not like blood, but they need to bounce back from a really bad weekend, and he could be your stopper.
Well, it's a tough call. I mean, there's a lot of games left, but still, Musgrove was so good. Now he's been roughed up lately.
Yep.
How much do you trust Darvish? It'll probably be Darvish, but that's how they're going to play that. But this is they got to start winning some games.
But also, like with that lineup, and it's funny how we talked about this, right? Like, where are the holes in the lineup? They don't really have many holes until they took on the Dodgers. They couldn't score this weekend. Again, pitching wasn't there.
Yep.
I know it was 4-0 last night, but the offense wasn't there. They were totally unreliable in that matchup this weekend. And that 9-1 now, it's 1 weekend. I get it, small sample size, but that took the wind out of my sails with that 9-1 ticket I have on them to win the National League. Made that after the Soto trade. It's like, my God, if that... But then you just, in your head, you're like, okay, it went really bad against the Dodgers. It probably wouldn't go much better against the Mets. They don't stack up that well against the Braves. I mean, even if they took on the Phillies,
I know
it's not easy.
The tough path.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
Like at Atlanta or St. Louis in the first round, and then the Mets, and then if you you have to go Mets, Dodgers back to back. Last wild card in the National League: Phillies plus 160, Padres plus 250, Milwaukee 3-1, St. Louis now 750.
750.
And St. Louis, no to miss the playoffs plus 360. To win the division minus 165. My God, how things change in less than a week.
They going to do this?
Yes, I think so. Yep. Goldschmidt now 140 in that range to win the MVP. You were shocked by the Alonso number at William Hill.
Well, okay.
20-1. Mookie's got the same odds. Riley's 4-1. Freeman's 7-1. Machado's got better odds than Alonso.
MVP. I can't get there. Machado's having a great season. But And so is Riley. I love Austin Riley. Hell, I have a future ticket on Austin Riley to win the National League MVP. But look at the odds right now.
And
I mean,
Arenado's 18-1 at William Hill. 25 others. He's ahead of Alonso.
Arenado has, like, really good underlying numbers. And the metrics really support him this year. Even Trey Turner's having a great season. But look at that. Again, Betts, Freeman, and Turner are on the list. Then how do you determine which guy to give it to?
Yeah.
And I know Lindor's been really, really good. Hell, Marte had a stretch where he was awesome. The lineup is really, really good. But Alonso behind all of those guys and some spots tied or behind Betts and Machado? Like, what? How? If they win 103 games, again, will that factor in? I got news for you. It's going to factor into the American League MVP this year because they're going to look at the Angels and say they're horrible again. They're not going to give it to Ohtani. So, but look at that with Goldschmidt. Yeah, he's going to be tough to beat.
First in average, first in slugging, first in OPS, first in on base.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yep. You see the A's are favored?
Well, they should be today.
Yeah?
They should be. Angel. Irvin,
the Angel,
right?
Yeah. 14-5 under run on the season. Yep. Irvin's $1.15 against Suarez. Well, at least the Angels showed some fight against Seattle. But that's...
Yeah, and I think they have, what, Ohtani going tomorrow?
Yeah, correct.
I believe, in that matchup?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Minor goes... Is it tomorrow, I think? One of these games against them? What's that price going to be against the Mets?
I believe you're
right. They're 1-10 in his 11 starts.
Ugh. Oh. Yeah. I wonder how high the Mets are going to get today. Seriously. If you want to bet the Reds, just hold off. I would think, right? I mean, I bet you the Mets probably touched 360, 370 in some spots today. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Michael Lombardi will join the program coming up next. Will the Browns explore a trade for Kareem Hunt? We'll ask him that and much more next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.